Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel joining us in just a moment.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by Your Checkoff dollar.
Cattle producers, you want to be a part of Squared Away, the 63rd annual convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, coming up the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of July at the Reed Center in Midwest City. Squared Away will feature keynote speakers Cameron Brewitt of JBS USA, Christina Butts of NCBA, and President-elect of NCBA, Craig Uden. Come on out and check out the trade show as well and network with cattle producers from around the state. For more information, contact the OCA at 405-235-3608. We're into the second half of 2015. Lots of things to be watching, according to Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. He's watching for both the beef price movement as well as our cattle prices here in the second half of the year.
You know, there's a lot of factors out there we're keeping an eye on. In general, again, this global situation in terms of the macroeconomic impacts, that's a big part of the strength of the U.S. dollar, so we'll continue to watch that. Right now, the dollar has sort of stopped appreciating in many against many currencies, but it's going to probably stay at a relatively high level.
When it comes to that strong dollar, it's a double-edged sword, according to Dr. Peel. It actually hurts us on our beef exports with some of our key customers. The beef imports coming in from places like Australia, New Zealand are actually helped by the strong dollar. Now, moving along.
You know, if you look broadly at feed resources or feed issues in the U.S., we're watching still to kind of see where we come out on corn and soybean production in particular. You know, we have a pretty good handle on acreage planted for corn. We're still not sure about planted acreage for soybeans. And in both cases, I think there's quite a bit of uncertainty about harvested acreage because of the challenges we're having. And we also have yield concerns. We're right kind of at the critical time for that in terms of figuring out what the yield's going to be. So feed issues will be a factor as well. If you look specifically at the meats on the beef side, we know tight supplies are going to continue, but it's really a question of just how aggressive we get on the herd expansion this year. We're going to see some increase in the calf crop because of the increase in cow numbers last year, but that's going to be offset by increased heifer retention. So that's part of what we're keeping an eye on here. On the pork and poultry side, again, the pork side, it's really a matter of working through the large supplies now. There's indications that we'll probably slow that down a little bit through the last half of the year. And on the poultry side, one of the big concerns, is avian influenza coming back this fall. A lot of concerns that it might get into the broiler flock. If it does, that could be a significant situation.
Regarding the mood of the ship, Darrell, what about cattle producers? As you talk with folks, as you get input from them here middle part of the year, what seems to be their attitude?
Well, I think there's a lot of optimism in the industry. Obviously, we've had these record prices develop. Well, there's lots of focus on expanding the cow herd. The frustration, of course, up until this year has been that we couldn't do what we wanted to do. And so now we're able to do that. And so I think in general, there's some new management challenges that go in some cases with floods and a little bit too much water, at least on a short-term basis. But in general, producers are very happy and happy to have the management challenges now where they can think about doing things as opposed to what they have to do just to get by.
Cattle market watcher, Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
At your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.